Three of the four suspects who were arrested for engaging in fraudulent enlistment into the Ghana Police Service have been granted bail and one placed in remand to assist the police with investigations. Speaking at a media briefing in Accra, the Director General of the Criminal Investigations Department of the Ghana Police Service, COP Prosper Aglo, said investigations into the case revealed that one of the suspects, Aisha Asunda, has opened an account with the Spintex Road branch of Fidelity Bank, in which an amount of 23,000 Ghana cedis has been lodged. Aurelia Akande and Emirikaya Wasante have the details.
Three suspects, Aisha Asunda, alias Bokumasi, age 36, a share butter seller, Joshua Palba, 35, unemployed, and Ariel Lamte, 31, unemployed, were initially arrested at a 37 military hospital when they were about to collect money from another batch of victims, while Wuni Salinku, alias Mohamed Mamudu, age 39, a businessman, was arrested later. On their arrest, an amount of 58,500 Ghana cedis was found on them as part of money extorted by the suspects. The Director General of the Criminal Investigations Department of Ghana Police Service, COP Prosper Aglo, said Aisha Asunda, Joshua Palba, and Ariel Lamte have been granted bail, while Wuni Salinku is in police custody.
We have arrested four persons in all. All the four have been arraigned before court, and three were admitted to bail, whilst one is in our custody right now. When we arrested them, we searched them. We were able to recover 58,500 Ghana cedis from them. And we realized that the female suspect among them, Aisha, who is the brain behind everything, had an account with the Fidelity Bank, and in the account is 23,000 Ghana cedis. So we've had an account folded. When we are ready to enlist, we will advertise, and then the adverts will tell the prospective candidates where they are to report.
According to COP Prosper Aglo, two other suspects are on the run. Peter Atariwuni Seidu, who is said to be an accountant with the Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly, and Marfin Yanu Williams, who is believed to be hiding around Nkwanta North. The four will reappear before the Accra Circuit Court 9 on January 19, 2015.